This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Tom Perumian. The battleship Texas, America's sole surviving battle wagon to have served in both world wars, has found a new home in the port of Galveston. Anthony Brown is the Galveston Wharves Board President.
Overall, I think we got to a good win-win for the port, for the community, and I think for the battleship Texas.
The board approved an operating agreement to dock the ship between cruise terminals at Pier 15. The battleship Texas is currently in dry dock undergoing repairs and will relocate to its new home by next year. In sports, top of the sixth inning, and the Astros are trailing the Arizona Diamondbacks 1-0. Your look at weather, mostly sunny and hot today, 98 the expected high. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 77 degrees. Right now, it is 97 degrees on the UH campus. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
Federal funding for public media, including here at Houston Public Media, has been eliminated. For us, that means a loss of $2.2 million every year. That's why we've created our Resiliency Fund. It helps protect fact-based journalism like you just heard, trusted programming like All Things Considered, even as that federal support goes away. When you give to the Resiliency Fund, you're helping us continue to serve this community. And right now, your gift is doubled. There is a match at this moment. Make your gift now at HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Laurie Ramirez here with Kyle Claude.
That's right. You heard Laurie right. If you support the Resiliency Fund right now, your gift will be doubled. Please take advantage of that. Call us 888-909-0887. You can also go online to support the Resiliency Fund. That's HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate. The number again, 888-909-0887.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Imaginable Futures, celebrating the hard work, commitment, and achievements of the 1 in 5